Welcome to the Payments Channel podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Real-time payments have been a big topic of discussion lately, particularly as many are anticipating the launch of FedNow in mid-2023. Today's guest, Michael Jorgensen, head of Emerging Solutions at U.S. Bank, Anu Somani, head of Payments Global Treasury Management at U.S. Bank, and our own Steve Murphy, director of Commercial Payments and Mercator Advisory Group, discuss the current state of real-time payments and the industries gaining the biggest benefits from using RTP. They also dive into key findings that came out of a recent report U.S. Bank published, which surveyed 1,000 U.S.-based financial leaders. Michael, Anu, and Steve, it's great to have you with us today. Before we get into the reports, I know there's a lot of great stats and insights to share. I'd like to set the stage a bit, because real-time payments have evolved quite a bit. Anu, what's your take on the current state of real-time payments, and why is it so crucial for businesses today?
So as we near the 5-year anniversary of real-time payments, the one thing that we've realized is that real-time payments, it sort of, you know, obviously indicates that there is an element of speed to it. From a business's perspective, it is not just about the speed of the payment and the fact that the payments can reach you instantly. It is also about being able to make payments 24/7, which, you know, a feature that has never existed in the US market. It is about better information and better data and ushering us into the new era of improved reconciliation and optimized back-end services. And finally, it is also about how some of these newer payment rails can be used to introduce new sources of revenue, make fundamental changes to the business model, and really service the clients better. Mike, anything from your perspective?
Yeah, to add on to that, Anu, it's really interesting to see how the consumer demand is driving changes to payments, especially since COVID. We've had companies that want to differentiate the way that they interact with their consumers. They want to be able to have an experience that brings that consumer back and makes them feel like it's different than others. And to the points that Anu made, if you can give consumers a 24/7 payment opportunity that or payment experience that gives them opportunity to have a differentiated experience, it makes things a lot better for companies that are trying to differentiate on that front, whether it be, you know, broker dealer type transactions, whether it be payroll, whether it be car transactions. There's a lot of things that we're seeing that are really pushing the current state of what people want to see real-time payments do.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add there is I'm doing some research on this space right now, and speaking with RTP, their network currently can reach about 65 to 70% of accounts in the U.S., and they have the technical capability, meaning that if all payment service providers and banks had everything turned on, they could reach almost 90% of accounts. So, interesting.
Mike, what industries do you see gaining the biggest benefits from using real-time payments?
I named a few to start with. So if you think about people that want to fund a brokerage account, they want to be able to have their transactions happen. They're tired of waiting for the typical ACH transaction to clear in 2 to 3 days to be able to either buy or sell. So we definitely see a lot of pickup in that space. You're also seeing pickup in payroll and gig economy type transactions. You know, if you think about Uber drivers and Lyft drivers that want to cash out at the end of a shift instead of waiting for their normal paycheck, also really big wallet transaction type adoption in that space. And then if you play that out into other areas where consumers are a part of the transaction, that's where we see the biggest areas of adoption. One of the most interesting ones to me is being able to see a car dealership want to buy a car from a consumer and being able to pay them that same day, or even to have a car dealership receive the funding of their loan proceeds the same day as they're, you know, doing the interactions with their customers and consumers. Those are some of the bigger areas that we see. And then if you get into title and commercial real estate and other spaces where consumers want that, that's definitely some of the initial areas I see.
Yeah, Mike, it's interesting for me, you know, similar to what you said, wherever we think of industries where an experience is being created, whether it is car buying, whether it is, you know, as Mike said, funding my broker dealership, RTP has the ability to create a friction-free and a seamless experience so that the payment can move to the back of the mind for the consumer. And really, the focus can be whatever the experience will be. So I think it's those industries. I would also say, you know, sort of I would see early adoption in industries like loan funding. So I go on to a digital platform. I apply for a loan. Typically, the loan gets approved in a couple of minutes, but the funding of the loan takes a long time. That is being changed to RTP. Insurance in particular, insurance claim payouts, you know, sort of once the insurance claim gets adjudicated. I would also say emergency payouts. So, you know, sort of we see a lot of businesses who typically run files, the file fails, it's Friday afternoon, they would typically run an ACH file or a wire file. It's Friday afternoon, they don't have the ability to rerun the same payment file. We see a lot of those, you know, sort of emergency one-time payment file failure scenarios also move towards RTP because of its 24/7 nature.
And I tend to follow B2B space pretty closely. And what we're seeing is the use case that's fairly popular is funding payrolls to save some time there and maybe to pay out earned wage access a little faster. And then the other thing is because of some recent transaction limit increases up to $1 million, we're starting to see more B2B payables use cases. So the business side is picking up as well.
This really falls into, you know, you guys, U.S. Bank recently put out a report and it had a lot of great and interesting findings from it. What stood out to you the most, Anu?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two big things, one was all of the clients, or at least a large amount of clients, thinking about this fundamental change not being a piecemeal change. They're thinking and contemplating their entire payment landscape, and they're integrating this with their digital transformation agenda. So it is not just let me change a single, you know, sort of ACH payment into an RTP payment, but how do I fit this brand new 24/7 rail with improved reconciliation abilities into my larger payment ecosystem? So that I thought, you know, how clients are thinking about integrating this into their business case and use cases as a part of their digital transformation agenda was really, really interesting. And the second thing, going back to how these RTP can enable experiences, right? We talked about how it is enabling seamless, frictionless experiences, and payments are almost moving to the back of the mind. They exist. They're not going anywhere. They exist. They just become transparent to the end consumer. So there were about 53% of our clients who responded that experiences were very, very important to them, as opposed to in the past there have been, you know, sort of cost savings have been the biggest driver. So I thought both of those to me stood out as very, very interesting findings, especially in the context of RTP. Mike?
Yeah, some very interesting findings in there. And I categorize them in two different ways. I'll call them front office findings and back office findings. By front office, I mean the things that our customers, the bank customers, you know, are doing to cater to their consumers. That is where we see, as we've mentioned before, a lot of innovation, a lot of change in the way that companies want to cater to their consumers. And that came out very strongly in the research findings that we saw. The back office is a little bit different story. This is where a company, their accounts payable, accounts receivable functions, they're still very much tied to business day, business hour transactions. And while they want to start using it for more things, they haven't quite found a way to be able to get real-time payments to be integrated in an effective way. So as Steve had mentioned, we see a lot of emergency payments that are starting to happen. We see things that are coming out where, you know, back office payments are starting to maybe test a little bit, but there's still a lot of opportunity in the back office to be able to help people. The way that I think about it, if you think about a restaurant chain that it wants to pay out tips to their servers at the end of every night. Most people don't pay with cash anymore. They pay with card. And to be able to get money into their server's accounts, they're going to have a real-time way to do that before their server goes home. That's a front office transaction. But that same restaurant figuring out how to make payments to their suppliers for MRO spend or other things, they're not as interested in applying RTP on that side just yet. Although we see that will be changing here in the next year or two.
We've covered a lot. What are some best practices, especially for organizations that are thinking about heading into the RTP space? What should they know and keep in mind before, you know, taking this leap?
Yeah, you know, sort of throughout the 5 years, and in fact, even more, we have continued to hear from clients, oh, I'd love to receive in real time. I don't want to pay in real time. But oftentimes what, you know, sort of some of the people who make these comments forget is once you start receiving payments in real time, you need to contemplate things about how do you plan to staff? What happens if a payment comes in on Saturday at 1 a.m.? Is it going to sit in suspense? Is it going to be a applied automatically. Are you going to give credit to your, you know, sort of your peers immediately? Are you going to do a soft posting? So there are, you know, sort of there are obviously pros to having and developing a 24/7 system, but we have to contemplate what it ultimately means to the payers as well as the recipients of the payment. So for me, as organizations think about changing their payment system, changing, you know, the payment types and embracing the newer technology, they have to contemplate one as a part of their larger transformation agenda. And second, this cannot be dealt with in isolation. It has to be thought of along with, in parallel with some of the other payment rails, and also has an implication on perhaps, you know, what is their longer term shared service strategy? What is their staffing strategy to support some of the existing back end recon processes they might have in place?
And I'll continue on the same theme I had before with the front office versus back office. There's, you know, a step that most companies should continue doing. I think there's really good progress on it so far, but I think companies need to take it very, very seriously as they look to the future. And that is, how do they use payments to become part of the differentiated customer experience they want to offer to their consumers? The payment needs to be invisible. It needs to be something that's embedded in what they do as a company. So using, you know, a typical taxi as the example, moving to a rideshare. With a taxi in the old days, you would pay at the end of the transaction. You would have to calculate it all yourself. It was very disconnected from the overall ride. With the rideshare technology today, all of the payment is invisible. It's part of the app. It's part of the experience. You click a button to say you like the ride and you're done. Those are things that any company, whatever they're doing with their customers, they need to look at how do they make the payment invisible, real time, and embedded. And that's something that we can help them do. The other thing that they need to do is look at their back office operations and decide how will they be able to handle real-time payments as it starts to impact their normal accounts payable and accounts receivable functions. And by that, what I mean is most companies aren't staffed right now to have their accounts funded 24/7. They're in the office, they do all their payments, and they go home. But if you're now going to be into a situation where you're paying your suppliers or receiving money faster, you need to make sure as a company that you're prepared to have those funds move at off hours and at different times and have accounts funded accordingly. So I look at those as being two very different things, but things that companies need to look at together.
And Mike, what I would add is the whole consumerization of the B2B space. So your comment about experiences, there is demand now, an increasing demand as people in the office want experiences that are similar to their personal apps. There is much more demand for better experiences in the B2B space as well.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, the one thing I would add is I think hopefully, you know, sort of if there is one thing any people will take out of this podcast is it's not trivial, it's not simplistic. It is indeed very, very nuanced. So for me, it is also about identifying the right partners who will help you make this leap, whether, you know, sort of the need for consultation, the need for not trying to retrofit a payment innovation, a new thing that has happened in this industry, not trying to retrofit something that's out there, but actually taking and integrating it into your existing systems. So working with partners, whether it's your technology partners, whether it's your financial partners, whether it's your ERP partners, working with them and truly identifying what pain points exist today, what is your ideal end state when it comes to payments, where is it that you see yourself, and how do we create those bridges to go from where you are to your end state? And that for me is very, very important as well.
We've covered a lot so far in terms of like what organizations should know before taking the leap, things to keep in mind, you know, but also what are the risks for companies that are slow to adopt a real-time focus on payments? I'm going to throw this as a lightning round to everyone. Mike, if you want to start us off.
Sure. I'll give you a quick answer on it. I think that this is certainly something that if a company doesn't adopt real-time payments and they don't figure out how to adopt this in both the back end, back office, as well as the front office, they will lose competitive advantage and they'll lose speed to market and potentially even the ability to scale properly because of the cost of doing business. This is a way that people can expedite the way that they not only make payments and receive payments, but the way that they actually go out and differentiate in the market.
I would go ahead and be as provocative, a little provocative, and say, actually, this feels a little bit like the Netflix moment, right? So go a few years back and think back if you were Blockbuster and you were just about starting to see this company who was, you know, giving access to people online to watch some content and you were still mailing out videotapes, right? I feel like RTP has the ability to create the Netflix moment for our industry. It is going to change the underlying assumptions when it comes to payments. Speed, access, payment option choice for everybody who experiences it, whether it is the biller, the payer, the recipient of the payment. And it is a fundamentally, you know, sort of those game-changing moments. So organizations who are not thinking about, you know, sort of even contemplating about how they want this new payment rail to fit into their long-term strategy do have, do run the risk of becoming, you know, sort of the blockbuster of their industry.
That's interesting because the times we're living in are often referred to as the second industrial revolution. And so there's an expectation or a growing expectation that, that companies are going to have the latest and the greatest in terms of technology and experiences for their customers. And if I read your research correctly, it was almost 60% of the respondents had indicated they're going to have real-time payments in less than 2 years. So the wonder is why 40% of customers, to Mike's point, would be giving up that competitive advantage.
Michael, Anna, and Steve, I'd like to thank you so much for your insights and perspective. Again, so much great data has been shared. We hope to have you back on soon. Thanks all, and have a great day.